didn't notice any of those dog runs in there too. He's got some good ones, buddy. But you know, he's got a style on the mainland that not many folks can do, you know. I've been around a lot of mainland players all my life, you know, and this guy, he has got some of the greatest instrumentals in the world, I think. What do you think?
Of course, with getting around to the subject of Bill Monroe and his bluegrass boys, the Monroe brothers, they recorded about 60 songs for the Bluebird label in the, between 1936 and 38, and I guess they kind of had a falling out of sorts, a little bit too much sibling rivalry. So they parted ways, and each of the Monroe brothers formed their own band. And Charlie Monroe, the elder, the guitar player, lead singer, he formed a band called the Kentucky Partners. How many of y'all are familiar with the Kentucky Partners? All right. And Bill Monroe formed a band called the Bluegrass Boys. How many of you know the Bluegrass Boys? Well, you know, during the Second World War, the Bluegrass Boys underwent some personnel changes, and around 1946, a young banjo player from Shelby, North Carolina, was hired to play in the band. His name was Earl Scruggs. And this really exploded this music into a new category. Along with Lester Flatt on guitar, Chubby Wise, great bluesy, smooth fiddle player from Florida, and Cedric Rainwater on bass, along with Bill Monroe. The way those guys played music kind of laid the template for what we call traditional bluegrass music.
Exactly.
So we'll try to do one of the very first tunes that band recorded, a little novelty number, so to speak. It's called The Toy Harp.